Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got into how they're GPSing your front door with the new commissariat political police. The Census Bureau, you'll have a yearly census. They will threaten you with laws that don't exist to answer hundreds of questions about yourself and your family, your firearms, your bank accounts, and sneak onto your property, do whatever they want. We got into how the National Football League is searching everyone when they go into football games. Judges have said they can't, but they keep doing it. And now if you just yell too loud, they're going to have you arrested. They have tattletale lines for everyone. Israel's saying they're going to expand the war. May just go ahead and take over Lebanon itself, and it may go for months and months. Pretty serious news there. A lot of 9/11 news breaking. Whatever issue you want to discuss, but I really want first-time callers today. I do this occasionally. And I'll let you slip through if you haven't called in the last few weeks. But really, a lot of people try to call into the show and say they never can because either we're not taking calls or the regulars, by folks that call every month, which we love. But we just want to give today other people a chance. First-time callers or folks that haven't called in months who want to get straight on air after this break, I will go straight to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are on the verge of World War III. The Newt Gingriches, the Bill O'Reillys, the Crystals of the world, the neocons are calling it World War III, saying line up the Muslims, kill them. Gingrich is saying all Americans that criticize the war are insurgency, that we're under the Patriot Act, just like the Deputy Attorney General years ago under Bill Lockyer in California. A Democrat said anyone protesting the war is aiding the terrorist, because the war is fighting terrorists, and we are going to arrest anti-war protesters. That was in the Oakland Tribune, and it went over like a lead balloon. And he had to back off real quick, but, I mean, that's what they like to do. That's what Hillary and I haven't talked about Lieberman yet. I'll talk about Lieberman, that little sniveling demon, when we get back on the other side of this break just briefly. But 1-800-259-9231. Well, why do it on the other side? I'll do it right now. Then we'll go to your calls immediately. Lieberman is a sickening creature just like George Bush, a pro-war, anti-America, gun-grabbing on top of it, open-border-promoting globalist, and a real Democrat who wants our troops out of Iraq. We'll see if he continues that. Ran against him and trounced him by a nice margin, not a hefty one, but a juicy one, a good margin, and I'm sure there was electronic scamming. The deal is, though, in Lieberman's state, they do not have but about 20%, I looked it up, special Diebold or Sequoia or ESNS scam CIA-run systems. So I'm sure Lieberman probably really lost by about 30 points, not 5 points. And I'm sure they're going to try something big. He is not out. He is a darling of the New World Order, being positioned for a presidential run. And since when does the people hating someone have anything to do with it? So they're going to try to get Republicans to come over and vote for Scammerman. And so he'll probably end up being an independent senator from, what's he, from Delaware? So we'll see what happens with this, with Herr Lieberman coming up. I'm drawing a blank. I don't have an article in front of me. It's Delaware, isn't it? Somehow I think that's wrong. I'll look it up in a minute. I don't know where Lieberman's from. There's something wrong with me. I got too much going on in my head. But it does show the Democrats are starting to get it. I mean, I listened to Air America like a year ago. It was pretty namby-pamby. Man, they're talking about government-sponsored terror. They're talking about American unions being bad. It's not globalist liberal. It's more populist liberal. And that's encouraging. We've got to encourage their host to go even further down the rabbit hole with us. That's why we got Mike Malloy, one of their better hosts, joining us for an hour tomorrow. I'm trying to get this neocon on that was just savaging me this morning from WRKO. We'll see if he's got the brass to come on here with me. I just want to let you hear this guy. I mean, it just, no information, no facts, no info, just, I'm a liar, I'm a traitor. Basically, Alex Jones is evil. We're going to get this guy on, too. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I knew I had my wires crossed. It's Lieberman of Connecticut, the Democratic senator, the senior senator from Connecticut. As soon as I said Delaware, I said, why did I just say that? I knew it was Connecticut. Yes, Team Connecticut, he lost the primary in the Democratic primary last night, but he'll run as an independent. And again, they haven't moved Sequoia, ENSS, they haven't moved the Diebold fraud machines, totally run by the government, openly caught scamming coast to coast. I mean, again, you'll have people like Senator Hagel from Nebraska in his virgin run, 15 points behind in major respected multiple index polls, between, 14 and 15 points, depending on the poll, and then magically winning by 14 points. Yeah, again, suddenly when these machines go in, the polls that had always been right are suddenly all wrong. People will win during a primary by a landslide, then suddenly go up against unpopular opposition and lose. It's like Howard Dean, wildly popular. And then suddenly, Diebold comes in New Hampshire and totally scams him. I forget the numbers. It was like he lost by 20-something points. It was something like that in places that had Diebold. Like half the state had it. But in the other areas, he was winning by some huge percentage. It's same thing with Schwarzenegger in California. And their own employees go public and say, we're scamming everyone! And then nothing happens. Okay, that's enough. The good news is that Lieberman has now been forced to claim a conspiracy that he thinks his website was hacked. As if during the final day of the election, while he is going down in flames that his website was hacked. And who knows, it might have happened, some small chance of it. I sincerely doubt it because the Republicans love him. The Republican crime machine, the big city crime machine that runs our country, loves Harry Lieberman, the warmonger. I really don't see that happening. Plus, hacking the website the day of the event does really nothing. By the way, you know when your site's hacked. I mean, a classical hack, they'll go post, you know, an elephant using the bathroom or something, I mean, that kind of stuff they do. You know, if a real hacker does it, or they'll denial of service, or they'll bring down your website or stuff like that. You can tell pretty quick. I'm always kind of honored when that happens because it's just the government hackers that do it. And every time they do it, we have a rule. We start a new website. It has happened once lately, so I have to keep my promise of starting a whole new website with a whole new servers and give them more targets to try to attack. That's what we do. We're like the type of superhero where you attack them and they just get stronger. Randy in Oregon. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I was calling in yesterday but couldn't get in about your comment about your shipping to your products to England and Australia and Canada and the problem you're having.
Yeah, I was saying that suddenly, I mean, just all these foreign countries, and we always ship it back out. We don't have a problem here in the U.S., it gets there quickly, but overseas, and now our own Homeland Security, it's not just singling out our packages. They're just randomly sending them to, quote, x-ray centers and, you know, anthrax centers where they're checking everything and reading everybody's mail. This is the land of the free, home of the brave.
Well, I was calling in because I have a business also that I deal with. It's not just the terrorist angle and that sort of thing. I deal with the other really large conspiracy topic, and that's UFOs. And I can't even ship. We had to take our business name off the packages in hopes to try to get it through, and still that wasn't successful because they are filtering out, and I was told this by the postmaster also, that they're filtering out the UFO subject matter as well as the terrorist angles and putting them, you know, destroying them, putting them in a hold bin, whatever happens. But I just want to let you know I'm here to confirm exactly what you're saying.
Well, I remember, and people, you shouldn't let them stop you. If you live in Canada, we're going to keep trying to get it to you. We're going to switch. It's going to cost a lot more. We're going to switch, I think, to DHL or FedEx for foreign shipments by next week. And then FedEx will walk it through to you. It's just going to cost you a lot more. This is the point. Don't let them stop you. Don't let them chill you. Don't let them. This is how tyrants win, is by intimidating people. And it is getting worse and worse and worse. That's why it's so important to get a PrisonPlanet.tv 15-cent-a-day membership, because you can sit there in Canada burning the high-bandwidth quality DVDs. It's not as good as TV, but it's a lot better than, you know, some of the stuff you see on the web. It's high quality. It's very watchable. And so if you're in Canada, know your government is fighting for this to not get out. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and just sit there at night. And you know, three or four copies, it takes like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to burn a DVD or onto a disc, and just burn Terror Storm copies onto those discs and give it to people and let them know, hey, this is stuff the government doesn't want you to have. I appreciate the call, Randy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, it is. We've done an analysis, and shipping to Canada is now a loss. Shipping to Australia is now a loss. England, 10, 15, 20%, I don't know. It changes, of the packages disappear. When Paul Watson wrote his book, Order Out of Chaos, I would try to ship him 40 at a time to give to his family. It took four shipments, and I finally quit using the U.S. mail and used FedEx, and we sent it to his aunt, and they got it. He couldn't even get FedEx to his house, and that's because it was big. They looked in it. They saw a book, Order Out of Chaos. They open it up, they see it talks about British intelligence carrying out terror attacks, and again, you think you're in a free country? You're not, folks. By the way, stuff from outside the U.S. coming into the U.S. now, they're taking it here too. They're all working together. You see, you thought you lived in a, this is such an illustration of not living in a free society. We're still free because we're standing up and fighting, but they're operating as if it isn't. I mean, I remember when my family, my uncle, my aunt, my cousins were lived in Guatemala during the late 70s, early 80s. And my mother would explain that when their mail came, they would send us mail all the time and packages and pick a pepper sauce when you couldn't get that in the U.S. And, you know, just little letters, didn't matter what it was, or, you know, little Mayan beads, whatever. And it was all ripped open, always open. If there was anything in it, they'd steal it. My mother and father said, well, in countries that are police states that aren't free, like America, they get into your mail. And I was like, oh, isn't it good to live in America? Hey, not anymore, folks. Not anymore. So you've got to pay a premium where it's a business, where it's DHL or FedEx, and they still will grab a percentage of those. But then, see, we then force FedEx to pay us back for that, which then has its own cost of then having to go through the bureaucracy. So bear with us, foreign orders. If it takes three times, we're going to keep shipping to you. Until the point you tell us, refund your money, boom, it's refunded as soon as we get to it in order. This all started about a month ago. It has been devastating. So if you live in the U.S., you can get them easy, no problem. They haven't started opening all of that yet, but I'm sure that will start too. And we can, I guess, just roll over and say, well, that's it. We'll go off the radio. We won't make films anymore because they won't let us ship these to you. No, we'll just start having distributors in different parts of the country. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I said I'd take calls, but here we go. Chris in Quebec, speaking of Canada, the worst country in the world for shipping things. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. No, really, I can ship to communist China. No problem. Nothing
is searched. That seems pretty shocking to me, but I believe you 100%.
It is funky, but go ahead.
I just want to first applaud you and thank you for the time and effort you're taking to spread the truth and make people wake up and realize what's really going on in America and the rest of the world.
Well, I've got a duty just like you, my friend. I appreciate the compliment. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering, in your refeeds on your website, when we stream the shows, the past few days it has been always the same show, and I'm just wondering why this is or if you're aware of it. Because I'd like to hear your shows because I'm at work and I don't always get a chance to hear them, but I'd like to hear them when I get home.
What do you mean the same shows you're streaming?
Well, the past few days since the beginning of the week, it's always been the show where you're talking about the vaccines and all that. I don't know, maybe it's...
You know, I've asked my IT people to look into this. What stream are you listening to?
Well, I try to switch between the five or six that are given, and it always seems to be the same one.
Yep, I actually heard this. I heard this myself, and it's a real crisis, and... you know, again, we're a small operation. We're trying to figure out what's going on, sir. I apologize.
Oh, well, no problem. Do you know when this would be fixed? Because I just really
probably
want to listen to
it.
You.
It could be weeks. Who knows?
Okay.
I will just tell you that you can go to Infowars.com, and I'm sure it's my. I don't think you're listening to the network stream.
No, I'm listening. I go right from Infowars.com, and I click on live stream from there.
Yeah, you need to click on the Genesis stream.
Okay.
And you'll be able to listen to the Genesis stream. Okay. I have my own, and it's been having some problems. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. This is really customer service radio. This is what it's turned into. Let's talk to Jerry in Washington. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, I have a question about Cynthia McKinney. I've read earlier this morning on the news that...
She lost.
And I remember hearing her on your show, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? She's going to have trouble getting reelected. And
yeah, exactly. They continued to grab her, harass her, grab on her. She finally pushed back. The media hyped it up. Then they hyped up her saying, you know, my employee's an idiot or something. They hyped it up, no big deal, and deep-sixed her and engaged in a bunch of election fraud because she exposed the DynCorp sex slave rings and the trillions missing from the Pentagon. And, yes, that's what happened.
One other question. November, election time, you were speaking earlier about Diebold. Do you really think that we're going to have a big turnover in the houses? You know, everyone...
You would have a total landslide victory, 70-plus percent now in the polls against it. You would have almost every major Republican lose, unless they're a good conservative. And that's not going to happen. You're going to have massive election fraud, but still, they don't have their machines in everywhere, so the Democrats will probably win the Senate, but not the House. But it's a toss-up. You got more questions, Jerry?
No, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Ian and others, your calls are straight ahead.
D
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation, including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
And let's move quickly into your calls here on the Genesis Network. Ian in New York. Ian, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call. I have two comments and then a quick question, and I take it off the air. There's a video on Google, video that Penn and Teller did. It's labeled Stupid 9/11 Conspiracy.
Yeah, where they talk about if you see 9/11 conspiracy theorists, violently attack them, throw them downstairs.
Yeah, and they
and that's
like,
basically what Newt Gingrich, the arch destroyer of America, the American Union mastermind, he says, the fake conservative, that we are enemy combatants now.
Yeah, and they swear in it, and it just, you know, I used to like them, now I don't. And then there's now, like, some kind of grassroots movement with all these, like, crappy websites that are popping up, like, debunking, like, Loose Change and other...
But they're not. They're not. They build straw men. They don't attack real things in the film.
Okay. Well, there's this one that goes through it all, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I've looked at it, and 99% of it's pure bull.
Yeah. I don't believe in their... I'm just saying
Well,
that.
No, you shouldn't believe what I just said. I'm just telling you, I know the evidence of 9/11. I know the facts, and it's straw man attacks. I appreciate the call, Jim. It's good to, or Ian, it's good to hear from you. Jim in Iowa, you're up next. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. We're moving to calls quick, Bubba.
All right, two things real fast. One, I've never heard you discuss the Valentine's Day fiasco in Afghanistan, where George W. Bush ordered the military to load 3 aircrafts full of $100 bills and pictures of him into envelopes and dump them over Afghanistan on Valentine's Day.
They did that more days than that. The first few months they were there, candy bars, food packs, $100 bills, $20 bills. Yeah, and pictures of George W. Bush, total propaganda.
Yeah, I've never heard you discuss that. I was curious about that. The other thing...
Yeah, we talked about it 4.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. The other thing... A friend of mine holds a high position in the local schools here, and he's a pagan. And he's told me point blank that our children do not attend school, they attend prison camps. They just installed 64 video cameras in our East High School and our West High School.
Yeah, and they have locking doors where the children can't get out.
That's
they
exactly
search
right.
them, they have drug dogs, they thumb scan to get school lunch, no cash allowed, and the official federal documents from the number two person at the Department of Education published a book on it in the 80s was to train everyone how to be prisoners. America will be a giant prison with shaved head thugs in black uniforms ruling us.
I just wanted to let you know that even the pagans are admitting straight up that this is a prison camp, this is not a school that the children are going to daily.
So you know this principle. I mean, is this pagan saying
this? No,
it's
not a principle. It's the man in charge of all the surveillance equipment.
Does he like it?
No, he doesn't appreciate it, but...
Well, you know, most major schools now have cameras in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, they get caught and get in trouble. Now they just don't apologize, and they say, we're going to do it, and we're going to, and then they catch the principals having it on the web, selling it, and now that they don't even get in trouble for that. They just do whatever they want.
Yeah. Now, this guy, he's in charge of all the computer stuff, and he's in charge of all the surveillance and everything else, and he's disgusted with it.
Well, that's good. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. And the reason I'm moving quick is so everybody gets a chance to be on. Thomas in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, the NASA superhighway started right near in Houston, right? Austin. What is
they're building a hub for it, what they call a port east of Austin, but it actually has already been started construction down in southwestern southern area of Mexico.
So when does they say? I know I read something on Tex Mars said it should be completed. Now correct me if I'm wrong. Completed in 2010.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well.
That's going to be an amazing feat.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff, sir. They're seizing every existing interstate highway and every existing major state arterial that connects into a larger artery. And so it's a grid. It's seizing all the major roads, seizing 83, we just learned of 82 more, major highways. And then the super grid, the main artery, there's going to be several, but the first they want to complete will be complete from Mexico up into Minnesota by 2010.
But you know, when they're doing local stuff, it takes them 10 years to get something done when they're just doing something on the Beltway or something.
Well, that's because they're scamming. But this is meant to divide the country in half, give foreign governments control of it, split the country militarily. And that's what this is. This is economic warfare.
Are you still working on trying to get Barry Chambers on your show?
Yes, I intend to get Barry on in the near future. I appreciate your call. We'll be back with Greg Pallas.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last time we had him on about a month ago, he was down in the middle of Mexico City as the neocons and a bunch of Bush's handlers, who openly, Rahm Emanuel and co, put George Bush into governor's office, presidential office, out of Dallas, Texas. They ran the illegal alien demonstrations all over the country. Well, they helped get Fox in as governor and then as president, and now they've helped get the new guy in, openly caught stealing the election, hands down, evidence is overwhelming. Well, now we've had time to see it develop. Protesters all over the country took over toll roads, took over highways. They're really starting to get angry, something we don't see Americans doing. We should have been doing this here. In 2004, 2000, and again, I didn't even support Al Gore or the guy that took a dive, because if you're going to steal an election, you got to have somebody take a dive, John Kerry, Bush's cousin and fraternity brother from Skull and Bones. But they're clearly stealing elections now. It's the same group running it down there, Choice Point hooked in Latin America. He's here to report on major developments there, and then the BP pipeline, as usual. I found out Greg Pallas was an expert on this and had covered the dirty tricks of British Petroleum and what he thinks is really behind this 8-10% of our oil being shut off right in the middle of peak season. Greg Pallas, BBC reporter, also best-selling author, lecturer, writer for The Guardian and other big publications. Again, an investigative journalist of the highest caliber. And his new book, Armed Madhouse, is out. We'll tell you about that before he leaves. Greg, run through... and I appreciate you joining us on short notice. Run through what's happening in Mexico, where you see this going from the inside sources you've got, and what you see happening with BP.
It was a straight-up steal in Mexico. I mean, the same games played in Florida and Ohio were played south of the border. In fact, some of the same characters. I mean, you had Dickie Morris, down there advising the ruling clique of Mexico. And so what happened is that supposedly the ruling clique won by less than a quarter million votes out of 41 million. There it's whoever has the most votes, period. Yet there were nearly 1 million ballots uncounted. And when I say uncounted, they supposedly were not readable ballots. You have to understand, the Mexican ballot is a big paper ballot with big giant boxes to put an X through for the party. I mean, it's bogus. Every time they opened up one of these supposedly unreadable ballots, it was for the challenger, a guy named Obrador. Now, so there was that game. We saw the same game where the exit poll showed that Obrador, the challenger, had won, but then the official party somehow came through. We got these miraculous results where every precinct, there are 130,000 precincts in Mexico, which all report randomly to the capital, so you would expect pretty much the numbers not to change all night because it's random, right? Well, anyway, at the last hour, like just before dawn, suddenly the ruling party, which was losing, every single 10-minute report showed them losing by 2%, 2%, every single 10 minutes, 2%. The last couple of hours, suddenly, the ruling party is winning in precincts by 10 to 1, then 50 to 1, then by 100 to 1, until golly gee, minutes before the bell rang, they'd won. You know, it was just, these guys are really,
and then the government crooks get up on TV in Mexico, I've seen it, and say, oh, that was normal, it's normal to be 100 to 1, and that's what they always do.
All at the last minute, all the ones when they look like their man was losing, all the only precincts that came in 100 to 1, for the ruling clique, were all the ones reporting in the last half hour. They saw their guy losing, and suddenly there's these miracle precincts. And all Obrador, all the challenger is asking for is to open up those ballot boxes and look at those ballots. It's very easy. It's paper ballots. You know, they haven't yet figured out that how to go to computers, so it can't be recounted. So now they've got a vote that they can actually look at. A third of the nation doesn't have any real poll workers. We have pictures of people literally stuffing ballots in the ballot box. There's only one race on the presidential ballot, the ballot for president. And if you don't want to vote, you throw them away, and unused votes are not accounted for. So the ruling clique literally just takes handfuls of ballots and stuffs them in these weird cardboard boxes. It's a complete joke, the elections in Mexico. They always have been. And in the one place where the challenger was winning, it was a huge leader in the area around Acapulco. Suddenly, there's almost no votes coming out of there. Everywhere else in the nation, you have two-thirds of the people voting, over 60%. But in one place, in Acapulco, it's only 40%, which is where the challenger gets all his votes. Now, what happened to those votes?
They're clearly cherry-picking.
Yeah. It was so raw. So in your face. And of course, the New York Times and the powers that be are talking about how the challenger is challenging Mexico's fragile new democracy. Well, I was down in Mexico. I said, so are you challenging Mexico's
They've
new fragile
democracy?
They've
never had a democracy. It's always since the, I mean, when the Aztecs were there, it was bloody rule. When the conquistadors came, it was bloody rule. It's always been the slave peons with a tiny 0.1%. I mean, Mexico produces more billionaires than any other country in the world.
That's
not
right.
not just per capita, folks. I mean, period. They have the richest elite per capita in the world. It is a disgusting joke.
Yeah, and what happened was this time is that these guys just steal it straight up. They use violence. One of the reasons why there's a low vote around Acapulco is that they murdered two poll workers as the polls open. Well, that'll kind of put you off showing up. So it's like it is a open sore. And when I asked the challenger, how could you challenge the fragile new democracy? He says, what kind of democracy is when you don't count the ballots? He says, is that democracy?
Greg Palast, where do you see, author of the new book out, bestseller already, New York Times bestseller list, Armed Madhouse, where do you see this going? I mean, I know you don't go out for a crystal ball or tea leaves, but talking to experts, you've been there, you're studying it. People are now really starting to get angry, really starting to take over.
Yeah.
I don't know how many listeners saw the video on TV last night of the people storming the highways, taking over toll roads, letting the people go through, and the police said they were powerless. See, this shows these governments are powerless, and I say if our government keeps acting like this, we should do the same thing and take our country back.
I mean,
sorry.
So what's happening is people are jumping, literally running onto the highway, stopping all the traffic and saying, count the votes or nothing moved. And, you know, I mean, people are... people are really outraged for the, you know, and unfortunately, I think it's going to end up in violence, because last time there was a huge election theft in 88, they gunned down 500 people, the ruling clique. 500 people were shot down dead for protest.
That's right. They come out and protest. What's going to happen the next time they mow down women and children if the people do like they do in China and just keep fighting?
Well, that's going to be one of the real questions. I think at this time, the ruling, in fact, even the Financial Times wrote an editorial saying that the rulers of Mexico are playing with fire by not recounting the votes, and that in the long run they may be better off, you know, just letting the guy win who actually got the votes rather than risk burning down the entire country, which is where it could be heading. But it's very interesting to see what happens when you have an un-Gore, when you have an un-Kerry, a guy who actually says, I won, and all he's saying is, he's not even saying, make me president, he's saying, count the votes, count the votes, count the votes. That's pretty, you know, so how can you say, don't count the votes? Well, Bush is. He's already congratulated the ruling class winner, even though technically even the winner, so-called winner, has not claimed victory. And he was actually embarrassed to get this call from Bush, like, ha-ha, we got it. But it's all about the oil, because people have to understand.
Mexico has triple the resources we do.
And beyond that, they are the number two source of our imported oil, way above Saudi Arabia. And
Pemex.
And Pemex is state-owned, and the ruling clique, and by the way, the guy that supposedly that the ruling clique has put up that's going to try to take office, he was their energy minister, and he's the oil minister. And he was the guy who said that they need American oil companies in there to get a piece of the action so that they can pump more oil. And the challenger's saying, we're happy to sell America all the oil America wants, but we have to own the oil, and that's what they cannot permit. So that it's the oil.
And by, I mean, the elite in Mexico, that's why they're the richest people in the world, they are getting a cut. The challenger's saying the people are going to get a little bit of a cut for universities and things like that. But no, they want to keep the people in third world, dirt floor squalor. This is something elites have done going back to the Dark Ages. This is a tool of control. Why did the British or the French or the Japanese keep their people on tiny subsistence plots with no education? They wrote books about it to control them. Now, I want to get into BP, but Greg Palast, yeah. Let me ask you the $64 million question. What's going to happen as with the Help America Vote Act and the Voter Assistance Act, as they put in the $6 billion of Diebold and Sequoia and ES&S scam machines, and we have every election where the neocon is 15 points behind but still always magically wins? You know, I mean, the people are learning and facing the horror that there is systematic election fraud. 35% of the country now has the scam machines in. It's another 5-10% every few months. They are taking over. They're heading us off at the pass. Not the Democrats would even save us, but they're even trying to block that, or some other independent or some good conservative.
Well, you know, look at, I got to tell you, I mean, the Democrats.
Well, I mean, that's my question, Greg. Oh, hold on, Greg.
Going along with this stuff.
I mean, Greg, that's my question. What's going to happen when it just becomes too obvious? Go ahead.
Well, even the Democratic Secretaries of State are getting the magic machines, the democracy in a box machines. It is really gone. We probably shouldn't complain because, you know, it's convenient. We've already voted. They just haven't told us who's won yet.
So what you're saying is they're sharing power. They're saying, go along with this and you get to control the magic box.
It is. Everyone gets to control their little duchy. And so, you know, in New Mexico, the Democrats will be allowed to keep their little patch. And in Illinois, they'll keep their little patch. But the big places will go to Republicans. But either way.
So it will keep incumbents and corrupt paid off individuals in, and will end up being like medieval Italy with all these city states.
Well, it's oil. It's one party. It's the party of oil. I mean, when you look at a Democrat like Bill Richardson, he was the partner of Henry Kissinger and Kissinger Associates. He was the guy pushing deregulation. He was the guy fronting as the energy secretary under Clinton for big oil. So, you know, I mean, yeah, technically he's a Democrat, and technically he's a Hispanic Democrat, but, you know, I mean, he's an oilocrat. He's a Kissinger American, not a Hispanic American. So, you know, yes, there's different, they call one flavor Democrat and one flavor Republican.
So what's going to happen? It's just going to get more and more obvious, and when we protest, it'll be just like Mexico or China. The cops will just walk out and kill 1,000 of us at a pop.
Well, you know, though, I have a feeling that in America that the cops are not going to kill us because they're us. And, you know, it's amazing when Americans do stand up on our hind legs, we often accomplish a great deal. And,
I'll say this, too. We're not like the Mexicans who don't own guns. Let the police try a bunch of Tiananmen Square stuff here, and they're not going to like what happens, Greg.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's very interesting to realize that America is not as far from civil war as we think.
Oh, I think we're in danger of it.
Yeah, and the problem is that you could also get goofballs who just, blame black people. You know, you could always have people who are going to jump up and...
Oh, no, it's a powder keg. It's going to be a loony bin.
Yeah. And so, I mean, one of the things and that's why in our manna they talk about the prior uprisings, like in 1927, after New Orleans was flooded in 1927, you had millions of people stand up and say, enough is enough, we're getting shafted. They're taking away, we have no old age pensions, the veterans are getting shafted, we have no public protection, no public services, the oil companies are running us into Richmond's wars, as Huey Long called it in 27, and there was a huge public reaction, and it led to the New Deal. Now, some people may say, well, that wasn't radical enough or whatever, but it was...
The point is, it was the establishment trying to pay the people off and at least responding and trying to...
They had to. If FDR didn't create the New Deal, you would have had a revolution in this country, a very violent one. And so what happened was that was only the reaction to the public jumping up and saying, we've had enough. And, there's not much of that story told from the period of 1927 to 1933. That was as much a revolutionary period.
But I'm asking you, I mean, obviously looking at the past, Greg, we can see the future. What do you see happening, your best estimation, your approximation, your dead reckoning we know they're going to keep stealing elections. It's going to get more and more obvious. It's already totally proven. I mean, what's going to happen? We're just going to take it?
Unfortunately, what we have to do is get beyond hoping that we'll have something like the Democratic Party stand up. If you read my, in our math, I have a chapter called Kerry Won, Now Get Over It. And there's a reason for that, because see, if you wait for the parties to stand up to protect you, remember the current party leadership is elected by the current voting system. And if you change the voting system, not only will a lot of Republicans in office lose power, but so will a lot of Democrats who could not withstand stand up in primaries. And we just saw this, for example, with Joe Lieberman. But that was an unusual state, Connecticut. It's not,
Boy, that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it just shows what happens when people just get angry. Now, and it's very interesting to see the way politicians are now attacking and pulling so that they can, move away from, it seems, I can't figure out, as far as I can tell by listening to the news, I can't find a single politician that voted for the war.
Exactly. It's do one thing, say another. Greg, let's get into BP.
Yeah.
What is really going on up there with them shutting off upwards of 10% of our oil with that pipeline?
Well, that's a good one. July 2006. You couldn't have picked a worse, or from BP's view, a better time. The issue is that they found corrosion on the Alaska pipeline. Oh my! Let me tell you, I was investigating the Alaska pipeline officially after the Exxon Valdez breakup, and that was, we're talking 16 years ago. That's when we were screaming about corrosion. There's an inspector up there that BP keeps trying to get rid of. His name is Dan Lawn. He's issued something like 25 corrosion warnings against this pipeline, and the last big one was in March 2nd of this year when they actually had the pipe burst at one point and was leaking oil.
Now, you said they had the CIA former agent break into his house?
Yeah, well, that was another one of the guys that he was working with. British Petroleum hired a CIA agent to set up a whole surveillance operation using, by the way, guys from former members of Guatemalan death squads. They broke into this guy's house, and they got caught. It was a weird story by the FBI, and when British Petroleum's U.S. president was hauled before the court, I mean, the U.S. federal judge says, British Petroleum's action reminds you, is reminiscent, this is a quote, reminiscent of Nazi Germany. This is how these guys operate. And so they have decided, they knew that for years that they've had to do some short-term shutdowns to begin replacing pipe because of corrosion. They knew, and in March, it was crucial and critical. It could have burst, the whole thing could have burst at any second, and from March 2nd on. Why did they wait till July? Well, golly gee, there's two reasons.
Peak oil use.
It is. There are really, it is absolutely the worst possible time from the consumer's view. British Petroleum sells 4 million barrels of oil a day worldwide. They don't care about the Alaska line. So what happens is the rest of their oil popped up by over $2 a barrel. That's once they make $10 million a day bonus for shutting down the pipe. And that's the wholesale. At the retail end, that oil was destined for California and for the ARCO refineries and ARCO gas stations. So what happened is ARCO is owned completely by British Petroleum.
And they also are one of the biggest retail sellers at the pump in California.
That's right. So they have made it. This has been the biggest bonus for these guys, shutting it down, and it's a con.
Well, stay there. We've got a few more minutes with Greg Pallas, who I'm really honored to have with us. Very insightful individual. We'll talk to him on the other side. His website's gregpallas.com. We have a link to it on InfoWars.com. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've been moving fast. Greg Pallas joins us. We've got Webster Tarpley joining us at the bottom of the next hour, and we have another individual coming on, Daniel Abramson, who's got a great new website, getting a lot of attention, doing great work, falseflagnews.com. That's coming up. Don't forget, I'll be showing my new film, Terror Storm, coming up in Dallas on the 26th of this month at the historic, beautiful Art Deco Lakewood Theater. Tickets are available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. I'll also show video that I shot, a sneak peek of a film I'm making from the Bilderberg footage that we got up in Canada a few months ago. Jim Mars will be speaking, and a lot more. So I hope to see you in Dallas on the 26th. or just call toll-free and get a copy of my new film, Terror Storm, by dialing 1-888-253-3139 or visiting InfoWars.com. Going back to Greg Palast, Greg, we're almost out of time, and I got to get you back up for a full hour to talk more about Armed Madhouse, which I've now had a chance to read, and it's your best work yet. But folks can learn more at GregPalast.com. But right now, in the time we have left, finishing up with British Petroleum, finishing up with the robbing, for anybody that doubts that, we have the energy documents from the Big Four in the mid-90s where they said they'd buy up all the refineries that were private to restrict the flow because there's too much oil. Where do you see this whole crime syndicate going? Because it seems like they're being exposed more than ever, but they're still not getting in trouble.
Well, no one, you know, when you say exposed, I mean, I'm putting it out. I put it out on BBC television. I put it out on the Guardian papers, on the internet, on your show. But it's not, it sure isn't on National Petroleum Radio, which won't talk to me, you know, or the Petroleum Broadcast System, or, the, you know, any of the other characters that we've got out there. You know, forget the networks. I mean, so, you know, this is one of the problems that we're running into, is that the info is really not getting out there. And one thing I should add, when I talk about British Petroleum knocking down the pipeline, they are the 46% owner of it. And they actually, they cannot shut down the pipeline unless they have meetings with the other co-owners. It's an exception to the rules for executives of competing oil companies to get together. They're allowed to get together to discuss the so-called, you know, operations issues of the pipeline. So you had Exxon, Royal Dutch Shell, Condi's old company, Chevron. You've got, and of course, British Petroleum and its ARCO subsidiary. They're all in a meeting together, and they decided that they've had a 10-year-old problem, which went critical in March, and they decide, when are we going to shut it down? July. And not even parts of it, which they could do. We're going to shut the whole thing down in July.
And they're saying they're going to take their time, too. It may take 2-6 months. They're just going to do the whole thing now.
Yeah, they're going to do the whole thing. This is a again, we got a more than a decade-old problem that went critical in March, and they've decided that the absolute driving height when it's going to...
We got a minute and a half left. What do you see happening in the Middle East? Is Israel and the U.S. clearly are trying to stir the Arabs up into World War III?
Oh, man, to me... Well, you know, my thing is oil. I keep going back to the oil because... You've got the problem that tomorrow morning, you know, you've got age-old entities, literally thousands of years. This is even before Islam was born. You're talking about when Canaanites and Philistines were throwing rocks at each other.
Sacrificing, yeah, Jewish right. children, yeah.
Right. So what's happening is now, but the question is, why doesn't this stuff end? And again, you have to look at why did they shut down the pipeline in July. Every single week that this war crisis goes on in Lebanon, you've got, I figured out that Saudi Arabia earns over $600 million a week extra, okay? So it's just too much money to be made in conflict. It's just too much money in the oil industry.
Not to mention the weapons sales, which the oil companies own predominantly, too.
Carlyle Group. You know, it's like, it's the same characters, man.
And they've got an oil hedge fund now. Well, Greg Palast, thank you for coming on short notice. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, you got it, Alex. Thanks for telling the truth. Bye.
God bless. Well, thank you, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.